This Saturday morning, FFA on the air brings us to Cadott High School, brought to you by Compeer Financial. And Mike Gittner will join us from Compeer here in just a few minutes. But we start by talking to Cordell Raycheck. And Cordell, tell me about some of the things that are going on here, because you guys recently had a whole bunch of other chapters here at Cadott. What was that all about?
We held the district speaking contest, and two of our members are going on to sectionals.
How many other chapters were here?
There's six different chapters here at Cadott.
So what kind of things were you responsible for doing when you're hosting it? What do you guys have to do?
Just make sure everything's going along smoothly and people are getting from station to station.
Were you in the speaking contest, or were you just helping organize it?
I wasn't here for either.
You weren't even here?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Well, who's moving on then? Who's going on to the sectionals from Cadott? Who did a good job at the district?
Larissa Danielson is going on for prepared speaking. And
what was her topic now? Do you remember what her topic was?
Her topic was the North American Free Trade Agreement.
Boy, she bit off a big one there, that's for sure. So is she the only one moving on?
Yes.
Okay, so we wish for Larissa. Do you know where and when the sectional contest is? Because that's always held at the home of the sectional officer in this area. So where is that going to be, do you know?
It'll be March 22nd in Menominee.
All right, yeah, Brooke Brantner is the sectional officer here for this chapter, or this section. All right, so congratulations to Larissa and all the others that are moving on to the sectional at Menominee. Now, other things that are going on here. Summertime is coming, the Chippewa Fair, Northern Wisconsin State Fair is a big event. How many from Cadott usually show there?
Well, there's going to be about 15 members showing there this year through the FFA chapter.
Mostly in livestock?
Yeah, livestock, between beef and dairy.
So what about you? What are you showing up there this year?
I have sheep and then might do some dairy.
Now, you've done pretty well with sheep over the years. Tell me about your flock and how many you usually take to the fair?
Well, there's usually between 12 or 15 that we take between junior fair and open show.
What kind of sheep have you got? What breeds do you have?
Well, we have Suffolk and Shropshire.
What do you do the best with?
Usually the Shrops.
How much showing do you guys do? Because I think you do more than just the Northern Wisconsin State Fair during the course of a year.
We usually go to St. Croix Falls. There's a livestock show down there that we do in June as preparation. And then we usually do Central Wisconsin State Fair in August or September.
All right. Well, that's going to be in August this year. They changed the date. It's not over Labor Day this year. Right. Central Wisconsin State Fair has changed. And, of course, for fundraisers, you do a fruit sale here. How'd that go?
The fruit sale went pretty good. Our top seller was Deanna Schneider with $1,900.
And that's pretty good. Were you in this running for top salesman?
Oh, not in the running for top salesman, but I sold some fruit.
Good for you. What do you use all that money for? What did you make?
Well, we use the money for conferences and to help out with funds.
Good. And you had a chance to do some traveling, in October. Where'd you go and what'd you do?
I went down to the National Convention held in Indianapolis this year, or last year, and I went down with six other ones.
What were the highlights for you, going down or coming back, tours, or at the convention? What do you remember the most?
Walking around the downtown Indianapolis and looking through all the career fair booths and just seeing whatever there out there is to offer.
Did you realize when you went to that career fair how much there is to offer out there?
There's a lot more than what I thought, so yeah.
That's good. Are you always this excited?
I guess.
you're a calm man. So you're a junior this year, Cordell?
I am.
You're going to be an officer next year when you're a senior?
I'll apply for one next year.
All right, good luck. We'll see you at the fair.
We'll see you at the fair.
All right, that's Cordell Raycheck. And again, he's one of the members here, the Cadott FFA. Now, Carly Yeager is with us. And Carly, WLC, what is that? And you guys are going to have a night to deal with that. What is it?
WLC is the Washington Leadership Conference. Fundraising for the WLC, we are going to have Culver's Night at the Lake Halley Culver's. We're going to have some FFA members show up to Culver's and help, I guess, like serve the food. And then 10% of the profit that Culver's makes that day goes to us.
So anybody that's going out to eat on the 27th of February, go to the Culver's in Lake Halley and raise some funds for the Cadott FFA.
Yes.
All right. Are you going to Washington Leadership Conference? Have you ever been out there, or have you got students that are wanting to go?
We have three students that want to go right now.
All right, so we need to raise some funds. February 27th, again, that's at the Culver's. Now, River Falls, the CDE coming up, judging competition. What kind of dates are we looking at as far as when is that over at River Falls?
It is March 24th.
All right, and how big a delegation are we going to have from Cadott as far as teams are concerned?
We're going to have two junior high teams going and eight high school.
Are you on one of those teams?
I am not.
Why not?
I wasn't asked.
Well, don't you volunteer and raise your hand? Don't you have interest in any of those judging areas?
I've competed in a couple before, and I haven't done the best.
Well, that's all right. You got to compete to learn. So you're a senior this year?
I am, yes.
So you made plans for after high school? What you want to do?
I plan to go to college. I'm deciding between Stevens Point and Northland. I want to pursue a degree in natural resources in hopes of becoming like an environmental biologist.
Well, good luck for that. You're going to need an advanced degree for that, aren't you?
I'm looking at more of like the beginning entrance of the field and hopefully just work my way up with experience instead of degrees.
Well, we hope it works for you. Good luck, Carly.
Thank you.
All right, that's Carly Yeager. Keith Becker is the advisor here at Cadott High School. And Keith, you got kids doing a lot of things, getting ready. Eight teams in the senior high and then two junior high teams. What area is he going to be taking to River Falls?
Well, we've got some returning members of our dairy team that are coming back. We have a forestry team that ranked second at state last year that's going to be coming back to compete. We have a livestock team. We've got forestry, well, I already said forestry, but wildlife. We've got a food science team that's going to hopefully, we'll see how it goes.
But what's available for the junior high or the middle schools?
So middle school students can participate into the high school teams, and we have a couple doing so. But otherwise, there's a middle school agri science contest, which is a broad overview of contests. We have quite a bit of interest from middle schoolers. A portion of our membership, I believe it's about 40%, is middle school. So out of our 93 members, we have a lot of interest.
Boy, 93 members, that's a nice-sized group.
Yeah, it's a pretty good-sized group. We have to keep a lot of different activities going. We've done basically opened up a lot of opportunities as far as leadership conferences. We had 13 attend 212-360 over in Green Bay this last fall. We've had numerous middle schoolers attend the fire conference in River Falls. And we just had two students that recently came back from the halftime conference.
Wow, so you're keeping them busy, that's for sure. For all these teams that you're sending over River Falls, you get members of the community or alumni maybe help you coach or do some of those things?
So the alumni involvement, they help where they can. Mainly it's when the kids ask them. I make the kids go and take the initiative because really it's down to their success and what they do with it. So we do have people that are brought in from the community, so I kind of steer them the right way and then they go. So one coach that we have for the dairy team is Vivian Thompson, and she's worked really well with us in the past.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it's nice to have the community support. And speaking of the alumni, working with the alumni with some other schools alumni, and a big event's coming up here in a little over a month.
Yeah, so the first Saturday in March, we're going to be having an auction. It's going to be folk basically featuring some student projects, some donations, and basically the auctioneer is going to go off and there's going to be food at the Quonset Hut in Thorpe, and it's going to be a pretty nice evening. So
now, what's the date of that?
That is March 3rd.
So as far as the funds then, will the funds be split evenly or depending on who contributes what and it gets bid on? How are you going to divide up the funds?
Okay, the funds, first off, for student projects, the costs are taken out of the top. And then it's divided between the three FFA alumni groups.
Oh, that's great. What about the facilities here at Cadott? Of course, this has been a long-standing chapter here in Wisconsin. The facilities change much for you?
The facilities really haven't changed. We've incorporated some new tools this year. I've kind of branched off with my egg processing class. We do a lot of meat processing now. So we've got dehydrators. We've got bread makers that members of the community have donated. So we can do mini projects in controlled environments. We have smokers that we work with. And then a couple of years ago, we put in an aquaponics system. And this year, we had the aquaponics class take off. And they had to do aquaponics engineering. They basically set up the process where we're going to test new types of food items.
I was going to say, that's something that I think a couple years ago you were just getting that off the ground, and it's really caught on, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it was the first year that a class has ran. We had about 18 kids in the class, and there was a lot of interest in it. And I feel like that will continue. We have a lot of interest in the middle school. We're still working on all the kinks and trying to make sure that the fish go well. We had to kill off some fish this last year, but... You know, that's the thing. If they say, if you're not a fish farmer, if you haven't killed off a couple thousand fish, so.
That's your initiation into it.
Well, that's what I've been told by other ag teachers, so.
Well, that's a good lesson to learn. Keep up the good work here at Cadott.
Thank you very much, Bob.
All right, Keith Becker, the advisor here and FFA leader. Mike Gittner is with us from Compare Financial, bringing us the program. And you've been busy with your cohorts at Compere on the road. You guys spend a lot of time on the road with farmers, don't you?
Yeah, that's kind of one of our main things that differentiates us between other lenders is we're non-farm service, so we actually go right out to the kitchen table. And right now, you know, we're busy doing year-end balance sheets, you know, updates there, and then also going through kind of projections into 2018 to see what the year's going to be like.
And, boy, I'll tell you, you got to make yourself a sharp pencil this time, this year.
Yeah, it's looking tough out there, especially corn. Corn does not look very, very appealing right now. But there's, depending on cost structures and that, there are some that are profitable on that. But soybeans definitely look like they're going to probably take a big acreage jump, and it looks that way in the budgets.
Speaking of corn and soybeans, you're going to be on the road with a whole bunch of corn and soybean growers. Tell us about your involvement down at Corn and Soy in the Dells.
Yep, we'll be down there at Wisconsin Dells there. I believe it's the February 1st and 2nd there, Thursday and Friday. We've got a booth set up there in the trade show, so we'll have various members from Compere, from, you know, all the way from up here in the northwest Wisconsin all the way through the southern Wisconsin. You know, so we'll have representation for all over the state just to chat with all the corn and soy growers that show up.
All right, that's Corn Soybean Expo down there at the Kalahari. So that'll be a lot of fun besides informational. And also, here we are, end of January, getting into February now. Won't be long. It'll be spring. Students graduating, planning to go to school. You got some help for them.
Yep. You know, we've, in the past, when we were AgStar, before we merged into Compere, we had that Fund for Rural America. And we're actually, you know, we're committed to that and actually growing that fund, you know, with the merged company there. And with that, we have scholarship that we're giving out to high school kids there for going to college next year. I believe it's $1,000 is the scholarships, and those applications, I believe they should be out there now, or they should be within the next month.
Get them online?
Yep, go to compere.com.
And the deadline is approximately when?
I believe it's in March.
All right, so get that done. $1,000 goes a long way in this day and age. Mike, again, we thank you for being with us and sponsoring our Cadott students on the air.
Thanks, and have a great day.
All right, there he is, Mike Gittner from Compere Financial, sponsoring our FFA on the air at Cadott High School. Again, here at Cadott, all brought to you by Compere Financial.